Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Today, the episode is just me, we don't have a guest. In this episode, I would like to share with you guys a couple of things. First, I would like to share some behind the scenes from season 3. What's gonna happen with the podcast and some future plans. At the end of this episode, I'm gonna share something very exciting that I was thinking about making. This is gonna involve you guys, the listeners, so I can't wait to implement this the next season. Please stay tuned until the end of this episode because I'm gonna share everything about it, okay? Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey guys, I'm glad that you are here today. I have a lot to share with you in this final episode, so let's get it started. As you know, last week I released the last episode of season 3. I recorded 10 episodes for this season. Maybe some of you will remember that in the first episode of season 3, I mentioned that I was planning to record 15 episodes for this season, but unfortunately I wasn't able to do it, and I'm gonna explain why. I started recording season 3 at the end of November of 2020, and I finished recording it at the end of February of 2021. I really wanted to record more episodes before wrapping up season 3, but unfortunately I couldn't. In season 3, I learned a big lesson, and I wanna share this with you. The lesson is, sometimes we need to take a break. Guys, I've been doing this podcast non-stop since May of last year. I can't believe that I already have 37 episodes making this whole podcast by myself, and while having a full-time job and doing other things is one of the most challenging things that I have ever done. I remember that back in season 1, I recorded all the episodes before launching the podcast. Season 2, before releasing it, I recorded 7 episodes in advance, and before releasing season 3, I just had 2 interviews recorded, which was not a good idea. And for this reason, I wasn't able to record the 15 episodes that I initially planned for season 3. Unfortunately, I couldn't keep up with the amount of work that requires to make one episode ready. Guys, I don't want to sound that I'm complaining, because I'm not. I love doing this podcast, and I'm gonna continue doing this as long as I can. If I'm not mistaken, I think that between season 1 and 2, I took a 1-week break, and between season 2 and 3, I think I took 2 weeks break. Now, for season 3, I will have to take a longer break to be able to record more interviews in advance. To be honest, if I wanted, I could have recorded more 5 episodes to release, but unfortunately, I wouldn't have sufficient time to edit the episodes. I put a lot of effort into the editing. If you are a member on Patreon and you watch the full interview in video format, I'm sure that you notice the difference between the edit version and the full interview with no editing. Truly, I work a lot on the editing because I really wanna upload the episodes with the best quality possible. Anyway, I hope that you guys enjoyed season 3 as much as I did. I had a blast recording these interviews. I learned so much from each guest, and I know that if you listen to any of these episodes, you learned from the guests as well. I want to give a special thank you to each guest who was part of season 3. Teacher Asdrúvel, Teacher Sina, Teacher Yasser, Matt, Daniel, Teacher Samia, Teacher Ariana, Teacher Thiago Rocha, Teacher Jimmy, and Teacher Lila. I can't thank you guys enough for being part of this project. Without you guys, this show wouldn't be the same. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your knowledge with us. Now, I want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't continue doing this. I love interacting with you guys on social media and receiving your messages and hearing your feedback about the show. This really motivates me to keep going. I'm really proud that we are a community of language learners from all around the globe, which is amazing. I love talking with you guys in our encounters. We already had 15 of them, which is incredible. In case you are new here and if you want to connect with me and with the language learners from all around the world, feel free to join our encounters. I've been organizing one meeting per month with the listeners in general and one meeting per month with members on Patreon. The goal of our encounters is to improve our communication skills together using English while having fun. If you are interested in participating, you can reach out to me on Instagram or you can join our Telegram group. I always have so much fun talking with you guys. Okay, now let's talk about season 4. Yes, I will continue doing the podcast and I'm planning to record more episodes. For this season, my goal is to record 10 episodes with special guests. Now, I'm gonna share some data about the podcast. I always share it at the end of each season, not to brag or to impress you guys. This is not my intention. My goal in sharing this information is to inspire you who maybe would love to start a project to improve your English as I did, whether it's a podcast, a YouTube channel, or any other thing. I confess that before starting this podcast, I was thinking to myself, who on earth is gonna listen to me speaking in English? I don't think this is a good idea. My English is not enough to do something like this. Well, I think I was wrong. By the time that I'm recording this episode in March of 2021, more than 5,000 people listen to this podcast, and people from 102 different countries. This is unbelievable. Truly, I never imagined that one day I would reach so many people. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast wherever you are in the world. I remember that a while ago I made a post on Instagram about podcasting and a lot of you were interested in starting one, which I think is so cool. You guys should definitely start a podcast. If you have an idea or a desire to use your voice to share content out there, I really encourage you to do that. But I will say that this involves a lot of work and education, but at the end of the day, this is worth it. I also need to say that be careful with your intentions. A few people asked me how much money they could make by podcasting. So I would like to say that if you are interested in starting a podcast just for the money, I will be honest. In my experience, making money through podcasting, it's not easy. You would need a lot of sponsors and thousands of listeners. For example, I have Anchor sponsoring each episode since I started the podcast. With the money I received from Anchor, I could not pay yet for the cheap microphone I bought and the webcam I bought to use on the podcast. But something something that a lot of podcasters and YouTubers and content creators in general are doing is creating a Patreon account. So you can do this as well. I myself started a Patreon page back in January of 2021, and I have some amazing people who are supporting the show financially. With their support, I can continue to do this podcast. To be honest, at first I was hesitant to make a Patreon account because I didn't want to involve money in this project. But as you may know, each episode takes more than 3 hours to produce, including research, finding the guests, conducting interviews, editing, creating the show notes, producing content to share on social media, and so on. If you guys are interested in supporting the show and getting extra content, you can visit my Patreon page. I want to give a huge thank you to Maki, Daniel, Dalmo, Dainora, and Alina. I can't thank you guys enough for supporting the show on Patreon. That means the world to me. If you cannot support the show, that's okay. I know that $1 can be a lot of money for a lot of people. I will continue making the podcast completely for free. I also will continue organizing the video calls on Zoom for free. Truly, I love helping people through the podcast. My mission is and will always be to inspire and empower people to learn English so they can level up their lives and use this language as an advantage to reach their personal goals. Okay, now I'm gonna share with you guys something new that I'm thinking about implementing. Oh, this word is so hard. That I'm thinking about implementing in season 4. So, in season 4, I want you guys to participate on the podcast, and I will create a new exclusive segment just for you, the listener. At the end of each episode, I'm gonna play a recorded audio clip from those of you who are interested in participating on the show. I'm still developing how exactly this is gonna work, but basically the idea is you guys sending me an audio and I will play it in every episode. When everything is developed, I will share more details about it on social media. Okay? Anyhow, that's it, you guys. I'm gonna take a longer break from releasing new episodes. As I mentioned before, I will continue doing the group calls on Zoom with you guys, but yes, I will have to take a little break from posting new episodes. I'm gonna still be working behind the scenes. Yeah, that's it. I will probably come back with the podcast at the end of April or at the beginning of May. I still have to record the interviews. I didn't record any yet. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to this final episode of season 3. Have a great week, and I'll see you in season 4. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.